Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. My name is Eric Cloward. So this episode is a little bit different because I'm doing this in the dark. So one of the downsides of living in the middle of the woods is that occasionally we get windstorms that come through and knock the power out. So hopefully I have enough battery power to finish recording this episode. And today's episode, I want to talk about what I call the paradox of change. Because one of the weirdest things about being a human is how comfortable we get with our habits and we resist the changes that come in our lives. But at the same time, we get bored if things stay the same. And when one day is pretty much the same as the next, then we start to get restless and we start craving variety. And if something is too easy, we get bored and we quickly lose interest in it. But when life throws something challenging our way, we'll often complain about how life isn't fair and how we wish we didn't have to deal with this problem. So how do we deal with the challenges that life throws our way? And how can we learn to cultivate an attitude of gratefulness for the hard things in our lives? Seneca said, "A setback has often cleared the way for greater prosperity. Many things have fallen only to rise to more exalted heights." I want you to think about the last movie that you watched or book that you read. Can you remember the challenges that the hero had to face? Maybe they had some obstacles that they had to overcome. Maybe the hero got knocked down and had to struggle over and over to get back on her feet, and eventually through hard work and determination, overcame a much greater challenge. This is something that we really crave in our stories as humans. I mean, how interesting would it be if the story started with our hero had everything her heart desired and lived happily ever after? I mean, it's really not much of a story and not one I'd be interested in. So why do we love this in our stories but complain about it in our lives? So this is what I call the paradox of change. Life is continually bringing new challenges in our way, and because we've gotten comfortable with something, we feel distressed when that comfort is disturbed. And we forget that it's the challenges that make us who we are, that help strengthen us into being the kind of people we want to be. I mean, say, for example, you wanted to start your own company. If you want to succeed, then you're going to have to learn how to deal with difficult people and difficult situations. Because it's impossible to never face a tough situation or to have everyone you deal with simply agree with you and agree with everything you say. You have to expect setbacks and failures because you're going to have to learn how to navigate difficult situations if you want to succeed. In fact, the more you can anticipate and plan for setbacks, the better off you will be. If you only plan for the rosiest of scenarios, then you're going to have a really hard time when something challenging does come your way. Epictetus said, "The greater the difficulty, the more glory in surmounting it. Skillful pilots gain their reputation from storms and tempests." When challenges come our way, one of the most important things that we can do is to learn how to face them and not shy away from them. If we make a habit of always turning away from difficult situations, then we're never going to get stronger. We'll never reach our full potential. But when we make a habit of leaning into the hard things, even if it scares us, this opens the doors to much greater opportunities and much greater growth. If we only take on the easy challenges, then our skills will never improve. I mean, if a pilot only sails their ship in calm waters, then they're going to never leave port because they can't count on the weather always being nice. I mean, and if a singer wants to, you know, sing an aria, they can't just practice on nursery rhymes. They're going to have to work on these harder pieces to develop the skills to get to the point where they can sing more difficult songs. How can we look at something in a way that helps us see it as a tool for growth? I think one of the biggest things, and this is something that I really struggle with, is we need to learn how to let go of the outcome. When we're too focused on thinking that something should be a certain way, and that's our only focus, then when things do get difficult, we'll often give up because the challenges that we're running into push us in a different direction, or because it's hard and we don't think that we'll ever get to that end result. But if we can let go of what the outcome should be, I mean, we should have a goal of what we want to get done, but if we can let go of expecting a specific outcome and we focus on learning what we can learn from each step, then we can oftentimes find that we're heading a different direction, but it is a much better direction. The other reason we need to let go of holding on to a specific outcome is that there's just simply too many random things in life that are out of our control. So we can't control the outcome. And that's something that we as Stoics have learned to understand and to let go of the outcome of things. Marcus Aurelius said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." Now, what did Marcus mean by this? When I read this, what this tells me is that everything that we need to learn to deal with a challenge is in the challenge itself. I mean, that kind of seems obvious, but let's kind of break this down. So when we look at a challenge, we need to look at it as if it's a teacher, that it's the thing that's going to actually train us how to overcome it. And when we look at this and we ask, what can I learn from this? What skills do I need to develop to overcome this? Then we can start to develop a plan of how we want to deal with this. For example, when a musician starts a new piece, she doesn't just simply sit down and play it from start to finish and have it down perfectly. She starts working on it at a very basic level. She'll break it down into smaller, more workable parts, and each passage presents its own challenges. And she'll probably run into all kinds of things that she's never done or isn't very good at. But it's working on these passages and working on the things that she's not good at. These are the very things that are going to help her to become better. For example, maybe she struggles with triplets, and rather than wishing they weren't there, she starts to practice more and focus on the difficult parts so that she can be better at them. And it's working on these challenges of the piece. Those are the very things that are going to train her in the skills to be able to master that piece. So I got a card once at a conference, and I keep it by my desk because I really like what it says. And it says, "Win or learn, then you never lose." And I thought that was really a great thing, because one of the things I have a hard time with is dealing with failure. And I think most of us do, because we look at our failures as something to be avoided, as something that means that we're a bad person or that we're just going to suck at everything that we do. But when we can look at failure as something that we can learn from, then we can start to change that around and become more curious about it. So it's been said that those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it. And while I think this was said as more of a critique of society, I think that it's very true for each of us as individuals. If we label our failures as failures rather than as labeling them as a learning experience, then we risk repeating them because we are simply trying to avoid that thing rather than going, what is this thing teaching me? I mean, a simple example of this is a client of mine once made a mistake that brought down some of his company's computer systems. The company fired him rather than taking an opportunity to work with him to figure out how to prevent it in the future, as well as figuring out how to train their employees about this potential problem. When we can learn to be more grateful for the challenges of our lives, then we can approach them more readily and more humbly. And we don't try to avoid them, but we can welcome the challenge, and we can be excited for the skills and the growth that they're going to bring to us. And when we develop an attitude like this, a love of change and acceptance of things as they are, and the fact that everybody and everything is always in a constant state of change, then we're much less surprised when things come our way. We are much more able to roll with things that are maybe more challenging and more difficult. And when we have this kind of attitude of a love of change, then when things don't go as planned, we're able to quickly regroup and learn what we can from the experience and then do better next time. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Be good to yourselves and be good to others. And thanks for listening. Hey, friends. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, I would really appreciate if you could help support me by making a pledge on Patreon. You can find me at patreon.com/stoiccoffee. Even just a small amount helps in keeping this podcast going. Also, head on over to my website at www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our weekly newsletter. And lastly, if you know someone that might like or could benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. Word of mouth is one of the best ways to help this podcast grow. Thanks again for listening.